Country Club FM.
It's time for the Bob Almanac. Neil, welcome back to the Almanac.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I heard myself prominently featured one day when I was up as virtual Neil.
Huh?
Yeah. So you, I leaned heavily on virtual Neil. I realized I didn't have much game the one day, and I had to go virtual, which is fine. That's what a lot of people want to do anyway. Virtual, you know, Zoom, all
sure,
that stuff.
Sure.
Monday, June 1st, 153rd of the day. It's the first day of the of meteorological summer.
Yes.
Meteorological summer. And June 1st, 153rd day of the year. We have 213 days left to go. 1845, when there's a homing pigeon story, we cover it here on the Bob Almanac. A homing pigeon completed an 11,000-kilometer trip. Neil, can you translate that into miles? Can you do the
conversion?
How
many kilometers?
11,000. I'm going to guess it's like 6,800. Because
all right.
1 kilometer equals 0.6 miles.
11,000. I'll work on it.
Went from Namibia to London in 55 days. The same pigeon. That's amazing. We have a hard time getting a package from point A, point B sometimes with, Amazon Prime. Here's a homing pigeon doing it. Would have taken 55 days. So could you see a homing pigeon delivering toilet paper to a house? Do they have that kind of strength in their, talons?
Maybe a couple sheets at a time.
So 1935, this date, the Ingersoll Waterbury Company, they're a watch company. You may have heard Ingersoll Rand, Ingersoll, it's a famous name. They reported that it had produced 2.5 million Mickey Mouse watches during its two-year association with Disney. What does Disney think of the whole Mickey Mouse? You know, when you say it's a Mickey Mouse operation.
I don't know that they would look kindly on
what
that.
What is that a reference to? Is that a reference to the Mickey Mouse watch? I never had a Mickey Mouse watch. I had a Batman watch.
Nice.
And my brother had a Superman watch. Santa was good to us one Christmas.
That's very good. By the way, 11,000 kilometers is 6,835 miles. Yeah.
I was in the ballpark.
You certainly were.
That's good. It's always good to be in the ballpark.
In the ballpark.
Speaking of Superman, Action Comics released. Ooh. First issue. Issue number one.
Yep.
And that is the book that featured the world's first superhero,
Superman.
He could leap tall buildings with a single bound, faster than a
speeding bullet.
Stronger than a locomotive, came down from Krypton.
Uh-huh.
His real name is Kal-El. I don't know if they revealed that in that first Superman movie or Superman.
They did in the Superman movie.
Jor-El, Kal-El.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the first comic book. I meant book.
Oh, yeah,
movie.
Sure, action.
1938 was when that happened. 1944, the government of Mexico, I think they are still probably not feeling good about this decision. I think they regret it. They abolished the siesta.
That was a bad move.
It was a mandatory nap time after you had lunch. You'd have a siesta. People still can do it now, but it's no longer part of the international or national laws. I don't know what Mexico's constitution says and is, but not familiar with Mexico constitutional law, are you?
I haven't studied it, no.
1964, you know, Dolly Parton is somebody who knew exactly what she wanted to do. There are a lot of kids who are in high school. They just graduated. They don't know what they want to do yet.
No.
You know, they haven't decided on a career path. Dolly Parton knew. Because one day after she graduated from high school, she moved to Nashville, Tennessee.
Yep.
Her to become
mind
a singer,
was made up.
Singer and a songwriter, and it worked out. She made the right decision.
I think, yeah.
Everything is beautiful.
Oh, big hit record.
And it's
so big, it was number one on this date, 1970. Everybody thinks of Ray Stevens as the funny song guy, the Sneaky Snake and the...
Guitar Zan. The Streak.
I'm thinking of Jim Stafford, my uncle, my gal Bill, my girl Bill.
Yeah, that was Jim Stafford. And Sneaky Snake, wasn't that Tom T. Hall?
That was Tom T. Hall. Yeah. Thinking of the Streak.
The Streak, yep.
Also did the Mississippi Squirrel Revival.
You know, and along came Jones.
That
I think
was
that was
Ray Stevens. Yeah. So this was number one on this date, 1970. 1974, the Heimlich Maneuver by Dr. Carl Heimlich was revealed in the journal Emergency Medicine. You know, we just had the doctor, we had a news item on him last week where he was 96 years old. He invented the Heimlich maneuver, and on this date, a week ago, 2016, he performed it for the first time on a real human being to save them from choking.
Really?
It just happened that this woman was choking, sitting next to him somewhere, and the guy who invented the Heimlich was there, and at 96 years old, he was still strong enough to perform the Heimlich and dislodge whatever was in her esophagus.
That is awesome.
So that was great. And the Heimlich maneuver, you know, Carl, Dr. Heimlich was a, he was a big Vikings fan, and that's why he invented the Heimlich maneuver. What does the Heimlich maneuver do? Prevents choking. After he watched the Vikings lose their second Super Bowl to the Dolphins, he invented the Heimlich maneuver. It didn't work, though.
No, no, we still found a way.
Games against Pittsburgh, against the Raiders, not to mention 75, not to mention 1998, 1987 season.
Sure.
1980, CNN.
Good evening, I'm David Walker.
And I'm Lois Hart. Now here's the news. President Carter has arrived in Fort Wayne, Indiana for a brief visit.
So that's what it sounded like. CNN's first ever newscast, CNN, went on the air.
Out of Atlanta,
Ted Turner, cable news network. Ted Turner was the guy. I understand President Trump isn't a big fan of CNN.
I think you're right.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
So that was in 1980. 1999, Brooks and Dunn is our Fave 5 Artist of the Week. Brooks and Dunn. Kicks Brooks of Brooks and Dunn. This date, 1999, began a five-day journey on a Sea-Doo. I don't know if it was a Sea-Doo Spark, but it was a Sea-Doo personal watercraft. 1990 is going from Nashville to New Orleans to raise money for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
That's pretty
cool. How about
cool.
that? Kicks Brooks on a Sea-Doo.
I love
There's
it.
The correlation between our Fave 5 and our big Waves of Freedom giveaway.
You said it was coming.
Tying it all together.
Man that's of what, your word.
That's what the Bob Almanac does.
Impressively.
2008, this date. This was in the news. The Kicks Brooks thing was 99, by the way. This is 08.
That raging fire caused serious damage at Universal Studios. It's been hours battling this blaze for firefighters from both city and county departments. It is now contained to a few buildings on that lot. Fire officials just held a news conference a few minutes ago.
Universal Studios, big fire, one of several they've had there. This one was a bad one. This one destroyed several icons from movies, the Courthouse Square and the Clock Tower from Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah.
Gone. Biff's, though, was still there.
Well, there you go.
Biff's Casino and Pleasure Palace or whatever it was called.
Right.
Now, the bad thing about this fire was that it did destroy a number of master tapes, both audio and video for movies and things like that. They lost things that could never, ever be recaptured, and that was sad.
That is sad.
Okay, that was this date in 08 and 09.
Build set. Write jokes. Get dressed. Brush teeth. Check. Move to L.A. Move to L.A.
As they pan to a scene of him looking out his window onto the New York landscape. He's not in L.A., Neil. That's Conan O'Brien.
That's pretty good.
His first Tonight Show, this date, 2009. Sadly, it would only last a few months. Jay Leno came back.
That was a messed up deal.
Ratings were down a little bit for Conan. You know, people hadn't warmed to him just yet. He's a different cat.
He is.
He has a different kind of sense of humor. And,
but he's a funny guy.
I like him.
Yeah,
he's funny.
Too.
But his Tonight Show was a short reign, and that short reign began this day, 2009. 2012. Would have preferred if he would have done it with the Twins, but
right.
You know, we had to trade him away. Johan Santana, first no-hitter in the New York Mets 50-year MLB history. By the way, he beat the Cardinals. It wasn't a close game, Neil, which sometimes can be difficult when it comes to pitching a no-hitter or a perfect game. When if it's not a close game, sometimes you lose focus.
Yeah,
but it was 8-0.
He stayed in the zone.
That's what we. That's all we ask. And then 2013, let's remember Edith.
I was at the Puritan Made ice cream.
Don't make it a long story.
Oh, me and my cousin Maud.
Archie did not like Edith's long stories.
Oh, gosh.
He did not. In 2013, we lost Gene Stapleton at the age of 90, who played the great, lovable, and she hit every note in the theme song.
She was a treasure.
Edith Bunker, passing away on this day, 2013. It's birthdays.
On a day like today.
I think right now our world needs more Pat Boone.
Do you think? Away, writing love letters in the sand.
His daughter Debbie had some hits as well, including one of the biggest hits of the rock era.
Sure.
You Light Up My Life. Pat Boone, still with us at 85.
Very nice.
Morgan Freeman.
Sometimes stopping something that seems unstoppable is as simple as getting out of its way.
How about that?
That's not Morgan Freeman. That's Frank Caliendo. Or is it Morgan Freeman? It's really hard to tell, ladies and gentlemen. Morgan Freeman, 83
today.
Sounded
like Morgan
Freeman. I was recalling a conversation we had some time ago, talking about Treadstone. I seem to remember the Corner Wombosi's name might have come up.
I'm not sure what we're talking about.
Someone tried to take him out.
Do you remember the Bourne movies, Neil?
Oh, sure.
Brian Cox, he was Treadstone, or he wasn't Treadstone. I don't know if that was ever revealed, but he is on our birthday list. Brian Cox, the actor, is 74. On guitar for the Rolling Stones, Ronnie Wood. Sawing on the guitar along with Keith Richards.
Somewhat weathered.
Do you
Ronnie
have
Wood.
He's not as weathered as Keith Richards.
Well, no, he's probably not.
You have moves like Jagger, don't you?
Oh, yes.
I'm pretty sure of it. Ronnie Wood, 73. Very disappointed in 1988 when I found that these guys were not a part of the original program for the Monsters of Rock at the Metrodome. I refused to buy tickets because they weren't part of it. That's Graham Russell singing for Air Supply. You got your Graham Russell, you got your Russell Hitchcock. This is the tall blonde one, Neil. They're from Australia. They made some hits. He's 70 today. Ronnie Dunn, we know what he sounds like. Happy birthday, 67.
That's what I had in mind when I said.
Is that why we're doing Brooks and Dunn Fave 5 this week?
Yes, because it's Ronnie's birthday today.
Ronnie, 67. Lisa Hartman Black singing with Clint. Actress,
she's fine, singer.
Knott's Landing, you may remember her.
Sure.
64. What time is it, Neil?
What's my theme music?
You know, for a show that only aired for a few seasons, hanging with Mr. Cooper, Mark Curry, a little bit demanding there. You know, where's my theme music?
Right.
It's coming. All right. Did you ever hang with Mr. Cooper?
I watched it a few times. Wasn't my favorite.
He's 59. It's time to meet the parents.
Which one did you milk then?
Dad.
Honey, he said he pumped milk.
What have you ever milked?
Cat.
She was the fiance to Ben Stiller, eventual wife, Terry Polo from Meet the Parents, Meet the Fockers, The Little Fockers. Terry Polo, 51. Heidi Klum, she's a supermodel.
She's cute.
On that show. She's a German, I believe, Neil. Mm-hmm. Isn't she from Germany?
I think so.
She's a 47. America's Got Talent.
Very attractive.
It's like rain.
Yeah, she can at least mix in a cheeseburger, though.
One hurt.
Alanis Morissette, 46. And the new Spider-Man.
Nice job, kid.
Thanks. Well, I could have stuck the landing a little better. It's just a new suit. Wait, it's nothing. Mrs. Stark, it's perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, we don't really need to start a conversation.
Okay. Captain? Big fan of Spider-Man?
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
Underoos! That was a good scene.
That was.
It was exciting to see Superman in with the Avengers. I mean, Spider-Man in with the Avengers and everything. They were able to bring him back into the Marvel family. It's fantastic. He's Tom Holland. He's the current Marvel Super. It does say Superman here. Does it have that in your script? It does say Superman
for
on there.
Playing Superman.
Yeah, it does.
And now that's a mistake.
They did. Somebody mistyped that. It's
yes,
Spider-Man.
Definitely
it's Tom,
Spider-Man.
Tom Holland. They have a different set of skills. Both very special set of skills, but
and
Superman and Spider-Man have different set of skills.
And different comic book, you know.
DC and Marvel. You don't want to get them mixed up.
No.
Tom Holland is 24.
He does a nice job, for sure. Gone But I not like forgotten. You don't like them?
I like them.
Yeah, I do too, like for sure. Mormon church
Ethel
leader.
Merman?
Yeah, Ethel Merman. She may have been one of his wives. I don't know. Brigham Young. He settled more than 300 Western towns in the United States in the 1800s. Born on this day, 1801.
Did he have more wives or Western towns that he settled?
Well, it's a toss-up, it might be.
The answer.
And he wasn't always portrayed in the best of lights in some of the Western series that I've watched. Brigham Young, 1801. He was the Wizard of Oz, Frank Morgan.
The Great Oz has spoken. Oh. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. The Great Oz has spoken.
Who are you?
Toto. Toto did it.
Toto, he found him out, and he was Frank Morgan, who played that character so well. Born on this day, 1890. He never went anywhere without his orchestra. It was kind of weird. He was on his honeymoon, still had the orchestra with him. Nelson Riddle, Grammy Award-winning man.
They told him what to do.
Yeah.
He was inexperienced.
1921. Actress Marilyn Monroe.
The hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. Kiss, maybe grand.
She was born Norma Jean Baker Mortensen, and she starred in quite a few films. Had dalliances with, as was reported, with many different men. Marilyn Monroe was born on this day, 1926. The great, and she shares the same year and date with Andy Griffith.
He loves Ritz crackers.
Oh, he does.
Fool! You let him get away! Why didn't you shoot?
Well, in the first place, fired a shot while I might have hit him, and I figured you'd rather have him alive. Then in the second place, he might have shot back, and I'd rather have me alive.
Must be one of the early episodes when Andy was more of the comedian guy than the straight man to Barney Fife. But the very talented, he was Andy Griffith, he was Matlock, he was many other things. 19, and a fine guitar player and singer. 1926, it's movie theme time.
For a shining star, his job to offer battle to bad men near.
The great Frankie Lane with the theme to Blazing Saddles. Of course, we're talking about the lead actor, certainly one of the leads, was Cleavon Little. He played the sheriff, and he was born on this day, 1939. Powers Booth, 1948, in many different movies and shows. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
How could you forget Clayton Endicott III?
First topic, intelligence. Clayton.
Come on, Clayton.
Benson, if brains were dynamite, you wouldn't have enough to blow your nose.
How could your staff forget? We even did a Bob salute, an almanac salute, when he passed away not too long ago. Rene Auberjonois. Clayton Endicott III from Benson, and he was Odo in Star Trek Deep Space Nine, 1940. We just lost him in the last few months.
I would say, yeah, it was a slight oversight, but not one that I'm going to spend too much time on.
You know who else in the gone but not forgotten list? A couple of twin pitchers that it's really ironic that they share the same birthday. Jack Kralik and Dean Chance.
Oh, sure.
Two of the twins pitchers that
from
have thrown no-hitters.
Yeah. Yes.
Two of not many. Scott
right.
Erickson, Eric Milton, and then what's his name? Liriano.
Yeah.
Those are the only ones that have thrown a no-hitter for Twins, and two of them have birthdays on the exact same day, Jack Kralik and Dean Chance.
Dean Chance.
How about that?
Yeah, both. Now they're all
gone
but not
forgotten. Would you like to start a Bobathon, a no-repeat workday? Get to work, Neil, with Alabama, Here We Are.
Mm-hmm.
Mark McGuinn, Larry, Steve, and Rudy. It's a song about the Bellamy brothers. Or George Strait, Write This Down.
Let's go George.
Never heard him.
All you need for summer.